Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We are grateful to have you with us this day, and we thank God for you, and we thank Him for you and for you. We bless His holy name, huh? He's a holy God. He is a holy God. This is yours truly, Minister Janice. Yes, of Victorious Living Ministries. Yeah. We are just grateful to have you with us today. We serve a mighty God. We serve the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We serve Him. We adore Him. We worship Him. And we just thank Him. We thank Him for His mighty acts. Oh, yes. We thank Him for His grace, and we thank Him for His mercy. Yeah. We just blessed today. We are blessed. We are truly blessed. Yes. And we thank God for everyone that is present under the sound of my voice. Those of you who are listening to me while you're driving a car, yeah, while you're in the kitchen washing those dishes, while you're outside by the fishing pond, while you're just sitting on the porch, just rocking in that chair. Or some of you who are abound and can't move around or confined. Yeah. Those of you who are laying in the bed. Yeah. Yeah. We thank God for you. Yes, we do. We thank Him. We thank Him for your ear, for your time, for your patience with us. Glory to God. Yeah. We know that we always start off with prayer, so we're just going to go right into our prayer this evening. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master, for this day, thanking you for this opportunity that you alone have given us, God. Oh, Master, we are just so grateful for the many things that you have showered all around us, God, all the things that you have allowed us to see, the things that you have allowed us to experience, God, emotional things, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for miracles, God, miracles that are actually taking place right now, miracles that we have seen in this day, in this time, God. Master, we are just grateful. We are grateful for your favor that you give us, God. You give us favor, God. Nobody else could give us favor but you, Master, and we are grateful. We are grateful for your healing, virtue, and power, God, that you so rightfully give to us, God. Oh, Master, we are just thankful today. We thank you for your son, Jesus, oh, God, who died on that cross, and he could have came down, but he chose to stay for us, God, for the sins of this world, God. Master, we are just grateful today. We are grateful, God, for the seniors, God. Yes, the seasoned seniors, God, who you take care of, Master. Well, we thank you, God. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our families, our husbands, our spouse. Master, we are grateful today. We're grateful for our neighbors, God. Yeah, our neighbors, God. Those who are near, those who are far, our neighbors, God. That you, God, have allowed us to have. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today. We thank you, God, for the leaders, oh, God, in this land. Leaders, oh, God, who are standing up for you, standing up for what is right, God. Oh, Master, we ask that you continually strengthen them, oh, God. Help them to stand a little taller, God. Oh, Master, help them to don't bend, oh, God. Don't bend. Don't let them bend, God. Let them stand tall, God. Oh, hallelujah. We give you praise, Master. And we thank you, God. We thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to have listening ears, receiving hearts, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank him again. We thank him again for his mighty acts, of forgiveness. Hallelujah. Because if it wasn't for the Lord, who was on our side, where would we be? He was on our side. He showed us grace and he showed us mercy. Even when we didn't deserve it. Even when we knew we didn't deserve it. Grace and mercy came and it showed up. and it showed out, huh? Yeah. So we just want to start quickly. I want to just embrace the word about the family. A family is a group consisting of parents and children living together in a household. Yeah. But we know that today we have some families that we're not too familiar with, but we see those families. Yeah, those families we have to embrace as well. We have to embrace them. Yeah, why? Because we are children of the Most High God, and He loves all of us. Hallelujah. He loves everyone. Family is extremely important to the body. He's extremely important to the Bible, both in a physical sense and in the theological sense. Family is important. The concept of family was introduced in a very beginning, as we see in Genesis. Yes, started off in the book of Genesis. God blessed them, and He said to them, "Be fruitful and to increase in numbers, fill the earth and subdue it." So what does subdue mean? So take over the earth. Make sure that, just like the ants, how the ants go and they just multiply everywhere. You see ants everywhere. Ants pile over here. Well, that's what we, the body of Christ, is supposed to do. We're supposed to subdue it. Take control. Yeah, because it's ours. God has given it to us. Glory to God. Family. Family is everything. Everything to God. And it should be, family should be our top priority. The most important thing to us. Uh-huh. Under God, it should be family. Yes, yes. 1 Timothy tells us, 1 Timothy chapter 5, and we're just going to go with verse 8, and it says here, "But if anyone does not provide for his relatives," listen to this, "and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." What am I saying? What is being said here? What is being said here by Paul? Paul is talking here. He's talking right here in first Timothy. Yeah. And so what is he saying here? What is being said here? The choices that we make. We make the choices. Mm-hmm. We make the choices. Yeah, yeah. We make the choices. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We make the choice, and you must live with your choice, the choice that you make. Yeah, yeah. Whether you choose to follow Christ or whether you choose not to, you make the choice. Learn to be a real family. Learn how to walk in love. Yeah. When we walk in love, we walk in concerning with one another. We concern about each other, helping each other. Those who you see, those in the same house with you, in the same house. When you get up in the morning, you're greeting them and you're saying good morning or how you doing. It's a happy time. It's a fun time. It's a time that you can communicate, not getting up all grumpy, like, oh, mad with each other, like, I went to bed and I had pooed in my mouth and I get up like that. Not like that. Why? Because we serve an almighty God who loves us all the time, and He loves us unconditionally. Are you listening to me? He loves us when we are not even deserving to be loved. Am I talking to anybody? When you don't deserve to be loved, when you are moody, acting like you sour grapes, you chewed them all day, you can't even create a smile because it's going to crack your face, God still loves you. Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. He's talking to family here. Genesis chapter 28:14 says, "Your offsprings shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Now listen to that. What's going on here? Huh? What is really happening? Offspring. What is offspring? An offspring is your descendants. An offspring is your grandkids. Your grandkids. An offspring is your great grandkids. That's your offsprings, huh? Yeah, those who are the descendants of you, those who are of your seed. Yeah, that's your offspring. So what he's saying here is that the offsprings shall be like the dust of the earth. Now, we know the dust is what? Dust is everywhere. Going to be like the dust of the earth. And he says, you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. Now, we're talking about the children of the Most High God. This is Genesis here. Genesis is giving us the roadmap, and it's telling us how it is to be, how things are to come into fruition, huh? Yeah, look at that. Genesis, and it's talking to us about our offsprings and what our offsprings are supposed to be doing, what our offsprings will be doing, and how from you and from me will be blessed. When we say blessed, we're not talking about a cursed thing. We're talking about a blessed thing, that when we put our hand to something, that it will multiply, that it will be blessed. Why? Because God said that we will be blessed. Huh? That's what we're talking about here. Yeah, family. Family. Does family matter to God? Yes, it does. Look at this. Listen. In all the scriptures, it's telling us the importance of family. All through the Bible, family. Yeah. How Jesus had family. Look, come on now. Think about it. How Timothy with his mother, everyone had family. And family is very important. Even in this day and time. First Chronicles tells us, it talks to us about the genealogies. Yeah, it talks to us about how things come into fruition here. And it says here in a very detailed facts, and it shows us that anyone out there who understands how important it is to know family, not just once or twice a year. Now, what am I saying? Family is not to be just said, we're going to string you out on Christmas and we're going to string you out on Thanksgiving. Family is all the time. Family is all seasons, all through the year. That's when you have family. You don't just have family on these two occasions. Yeah, family means a lot. Family means a lot to God. Let's be clear about the relationship Christ desires to have with the believers. Let's be clear. Be clear right here. It says we understand that if we convert, if you or me convert Jews, then you are considered, if you're not a Jew, then you're considered to be a Greek. As simple as that. If you're not a Jew, you are a Greek. Uh-huh. And it says, in the book of Ruth, she was converted from a Moabite to a Jew. Conversion. Yeah, conversion actually took place where she was able to do this because she desired to, she desired to be married to Boaz. Yeah, and Boaz, who was he? Boaz was a man of means. He was a man that had plenty, and he was a Jew. Just to give a highlight of the family, Ruth was the great grandmother of King David. Listen to that. See, family is everything to God. Family is very important. God breaks it down for us so we can see and understand. The writers that write all through the Bible talks to us in detail. Family. Family means a lot to God. Family should mean a lot to you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 5 says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So we are blessed. Yeah, the believers. We are blessed. Yeah, Apostle Paul is speaking to the people in Ephesus who are faithful. They're faithful followers. Faithful followers to Christ Jesus. They're faithful, meaning they're dutifully, meaning they strive. They desire within their heart to be, disciples. They desire within their heart to be servants of the Most High God. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody that's listening to me have that strong desire, have that strong will to be followers of Christ. How we praise God to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm because we belong. See, we belong to him. And so, see, we in the family. Let's be clear. We are in the family. Excuse me. We are in the family. And God adores the family. He adores that relationship. He adores that connection. We should have a strong connection with family. We should know how our family members is doing today, every day. If we don't check on them every day, every other day, yeah, we should check on our elders. Yeah, we should be concerned. It says, long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us. And he chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Who are we talking about? We're talking about family. We're talking about us being the family, being a part of the family of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what we are. Yeah, that's what we desire to be. That's our desire. That's our will, that we desire to be followers of Christ. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Hoping, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasures of his will. So we are predestined. Predestined simply means it was ordained. It was ordained. We were designed. This was the way it was supposed to be at the beginning. This is how the map was drawn. This is how the script was written. This is what predestined means. And many of us are in it right now. We are walking in our destination. We're in it. Yeah. We're in it right now. Yeah. Yeah. It says here that we were adopted. We were adopted children. He took the time. He took the time. He took the effort to adopt us, to place us in the family. Glory to God. Think about it. Think about what people go through when they're trying to adopt a child. When they're trying to adopt a child, yeah, they have to go through classes. They have classes that they go through. They have classes to go through. They have to look at children. They have to decide what sex of the child. Is it a boy that you desire? Is it a girl? What's the age? It's so much into the order of adoption. But when you are desiring to have family, when you desire to have a child, a son, or a daughter, time is nothing to you. You will make the time to do what is required of you. Yeah, why? Because this is what you desire. This is what's in your heart that you desire. Yeah, he said, look at Jesus Christ, the predestination. It means that this was the divine. This was the divine ordinance of all that will happen, especially with regards to the salvation of some and not others. So we're saying here that the believers in Christ, we're talking about the believers in Christ. Yeah. They're designed. They're designed. Yeah. To be followers of Christ. The adoption simply means to take a legal responsibility. That's what they do. Take a legal responsibility as a parent of a child that is not one's biological child. And that is what our Lord did. That is what he did for you, and that is what he did for me. Jesus took on the responsibility as our parent. Yeah, our heavenly parent. Yes. And we became his children, his heirs. Glory to God. Glory to God. Huh? Yeah, family. Family. A remarkable intertwining, a remarkable relationship. That's what families is supposed to be about. Family is everything to God. All adoptions. All adoptions don't always work perfect. Yeah, some people can't deal with the having a wholesome parent. Some people, even some kids, they can't deal with a structure. They can't deal with having chores. They can't deal with, some can't deal with just the formality of sitting at the table, having dinner, having just a polite conversation. Why? Because they weren't used to it. They hadn't adjusted to having family, having family time. Remember, if you are adopted, this simply means that someone took the time to select you and someone wanted you to be a part of their family dearly. They wanted you. They desired this. Family. Family is important. Exodus 20 and 12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land, which the Lord thy God has given thee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, honor. Many of us have two sets of parents, huh? Heavenly parents and earthly parents. So it says, honor your father and your mother, that you will live a long, full on the land that the Lord your God has given you. So honor simply means to obey, to do what is right towards them. Yeah. Not to see that they have grown old and you cast them aside and you act as if you don't know them anymore, or you even go so far as to say they don't exist. Huh? That is not how we honor our parents. That is not what we do. We don't go into a dishonoring state of acting as if we don't even have parents to introduce them to our grandkids. That is not what we do. When we honor them, we acknowledge them, we buy them gifts, we let them know that we love them, we spend time with our parents. When we get older, we don't get so busy that we can't even send a card, take time to call them. Huh? A phone call. Hi, how are you today? Flowers are a gift or something in the mail. Taking time to honor them. Why? They took time. They took time to take care of us. Yeah, glory to God. Most of the time, early parents desire the best for us. And always, always, the Heavenly Father desires that we have excellence. Excellence, completely excellent. There's nothing else that God desires of his children. He wants the best for us. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to have victory in everything we touch. Glory to God. Why? Because we are his. We are part of him. Huh? Yeah. And he desires us. Yeah. To have victory. He desires us to be able to achieve and have success. He says it in the word. For us to have success. Glory to God. To honor. To honor simply means to respect. Mm-hmm. To respect. That's all. Just to respect. Like I said, just to give some quality time to honor your earthly parents. Well, we know that this one thing, you have a Heavenly Father who is loving and he's caring and he's concerned about you every day. Every day he desires that you have the best. Every day he desires for you to have healing in your body, that you will be whole, that you will be complete. Every day he desires this for all of us, all of his children. Yes, yeah, yeah. He has unconditional love. The love that is considered to be the agape love. The love that is unselfish. The sacrificial love. He has that for us. Why? Because we are a part of the family. Glory to God. The scripture said that there are many members, but there's one body, huh? One body, and that's the body of Christ. Glory to God. He is the head, huh? And we are a part of the body. Yes, yes, yes. the agape. The agape is the Greek word for love. It's the Greek word for love. It's the word for ultimate love. Love that you cannot even imagine. Yes, love that we as humans have no idea the length, the depths of that type of love. Glory to God. This is the love that our Heavenly Father has for us, his chosen family. Yes, that's who we are. We are his chosen children, the ones that he has adopted, the ones that he has handpicked, the ones that he has molded. Glory to God. You remember he molded us when we were in our parents' womb. He was shaping us. He was when we were twain, we were twine and we were betwixt. He was there and he was molding. He was shaping us. Yeah, he was pruning us to be the sons and daughters that we are today. Glory to God. Am I talking to anybody? Did anybody can actually understand the depths of our mighty God? The love that he has for family, the respect that family should have for one another. Glory to God. Yeah. Family. Family is everything. Yeah. Family doesn't cut you down. Family doesn't talk negative towards you. Family builds you up. Family lets you know that you're loved. Family encourages you. Glory to God. And that's what our Heavenly Father does. That is his desire, that we succeed. Huh? He gives us favor. Favor. Every day he feeds us with favor. Yes, and he gives us the unconditional love that only he can give us. Nobody could do us like him. Nobody could mold us like him. Nobody could shape us like him. Hallelujah. Nobody. Thank him. We thank him for his blessings. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for this moment, this opportunity that you've given us to talk about family. Yeah, to bring a light to what family is all about. How much family is supposed to love one another. What family is supposed to do towards each other. How family is supposed to treat their elders. How family is supposed to treat the wife and the husband. How family is supposed to exist as believers in Christ. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for this time. We thank you, Master, for this opportunity that you have given us. We ask, oh God, that this word, oh God, that let this word penetrate in the ears and in the heart of your listeners, God, that they will get to know you, oh God, as their Father, which is in heaven, oh God. Yeah. And know the depths of your love. With Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we thank God for you. And we bless you again. Mm-hmm. We bless you. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday, same time, and of course on Sunday evenings with God Favorite Ministries with Pastor George. It is truly a blessing. Mm-hmm. It is a blessing. Yeah. If we could start off our day seeing God in everybody, no matter who they are, no matter what color, no matter what they're doing, but we see God in them, we would have a great day. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Be blessed.